Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
Poll after poll shows President Trump trailing Joe Biden badly now, both nationally and in almost every key battleground state.
Meanwhile, voter approval of how the president is handling the coronavirus pandemic and his leadership in general continues to plunge.
And a small group of veteran Republican political strategists, including some well-known Californians, continues to hammer the president with a no-holds-barred ad campaign designed to defeat him, yes, defeat the Republican president in November. They're called the Lincoln Project, named, of course, for Abraham Lincoln. And they are so prolific, they put out two new ads in the last few days, one attacking Trump over coronavirus and the toll it's taking among the elderly, the greatest generation, and the other over the report that Vladimir Putin's Russia was paying bounties for killing U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan.
Putin pays the Taliban cash to slaughter our men and women in uniform. And Trump is silent, weak, controlled.
Well, for more on the Lincoln Project, which includes a couple of people you hear from time to time on KCBS, Reed Galen, Steve Schmidt, as well as George Conway, the husband of Kellyanne Conway, we are joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mike Madrid. He's a Republican strategist in Sacramento, former political director of the California Republican Party, senior advisor to the California Latino Economic Institute, and one of the Republicans behind the Lincoln Project. Mike, thanks for being with us today. And, you know, so your committee has been airing these ads relentlessly, what, for the last year? Or so. The president dismisses you as a bunch of losers and never Trumpers. How effective do you think your campaign is at this point?
Well, I think your intro explained especially how strong and effective the Lincoln Project has been. He's at the lowest range he's been with Republicans in his presidency. Of course, a lot of that is a function of his own mismanagement, but the constant reminder in the minds of Americans and Republicans specifically of just how out of touch this president is being driven home by the Lincoln Project. And you're seeing the obvious results. I don't think he's headed in a very good direction with his campaign at all. I think he would probably have to acknowledge that. And I think his polling numbers will probably go lower before they move upwards.
Mike, as Doug mentioned, those of you behind the Lincoln Project are all veteran Republicans. You've spent decades trying to elect GOP candidates, and essentially at this point you're doing all you can to make sure that the president isn't reelected. Talk, if you would, about that decision-making process for you. That must have been tough to some degree.
That's a great question, and keep in mind the group of folks that we're talking about. These are people that have operated at the very highest levels of Republican politics over the past 30 years. These are veterans of gubernatorial, presidential, U.S. Senate campaigns. We've elected a huge number of the members of the U.S. Senate and the United States Congress. So while we did not take this endeavor lightly, it was also a very clear and obvious choice. And the reason is because we believe that our country is in a perilous threat at this moment because of the unconstitutionality and the instability of this president, and perhaps just importantly, the inability of the U.S. Senators, the Republican U.S. senators, to protect us in the time of impeachment when we could have avoided the situation in its entirety. So we believe ourselves to be constitutionalists, true classical conservatives who are very concerned about the rising populist nationalism on the American right. And we feel obligated to engage with our skill set to make sure that we protect the country and our Constitution as we see it.
How much coordination or communication, if any, does the Lincoln Project have either with the Democratic Party or Joe Biden's campaign itself?
We don't have any. It wouldn't be legal to coordinate directly with the campaign. We have obviously taken the advice and counsel of a number of unaffiliated Democrats with the campaign. But our focus, again, is an area that we are specifically and uniquely positioned to affect, and that is the minds of Republican voters. We think that the Biden campaign's job is to talk to Democrats and work with independents to make sure that they bring that vote home. What is unprecedented with this effort and has never been done before is you have some of the parties, Republican parties, or Democrats for that matter, any party's highest level operatives working to ensure the defeat of their own nominee. We have worked with the Republican coalition. We have worked with Republican voters for three decades, each of us. And we think, again, we're uniquely positioned to do our job in a way that the Democrats can't, and that is required to make sure that the country gets back on stable footing.
So, Mike, if this campaign works and you help defeat President Trump and elect Joe Biden, what happens then? I mean, you're all pretty senior people, as you've said. Do you all go back to working for Republicans? Will they take you back? I mean, what happens to all of you when this is over?
That's a really good question, too, and it's one that we have. While we visited it topically for a little bit, we don't spend a whole lot of time on it. I will answer the question, but let me first say this. We believe that there's an imminent threat to the country. We take this very, very seriously, and I want your listeners to know this is a very serious endeavor. We're not concerned about what happens to our livelihoods, our reputations, our namesakes after this. We have to protect our country at this moment in time. I don't believe if Donald Trump loses by a big margin that the Republican Party will be able to recover. I think it's going to have to entirely recast and reform itself in a very different way. I think the Trump brand will be so toxic on the American right, let alone with the average American, that there will be nothing to rebuild from. And again, this all became about as a deviance from traditional conservatism towards nationalism. And the populist threat is a very real one. So it is a concern, but frankly, it's probably 10th on the list of 10 at this moment. We have a job to do. We think we're doing a great job of it at this moment, and we're gonna be successful going into November.
And quickly, before we let you go, I want to ask you about what happens between now and November. Some pundits suggest that as the Trump presidential reelection numbers tank, that Republicans will start turning on him. Do you see that happening? Republicans, I mean other elected Republicans.
Well, let me say that you're going to see a number of very high-profile Republicans from the past, former Republicans coming out in the very, very near future, very significant names in the Republican Party, and new ones. I do believe that when he starts to see Donald Trump's numbers fall into the mid-30s range, and I expect that they will, because July is going to be a brutal month for the president. COVID is exploding in red states. The economy is in shambles in a lot of battleground areas. His numbers are likely headed further down. And when that happens, he will become an anchor around the neck of Republicans from the U.S. Senate down to city council seats. So I do believe that you will probably see a break in an early August timeframe. And I think that probably will be too late for the party to recover. That's unfortunate, but it made a deal with the president to kind of toe the line regardless of what he was doing to the country. But the party, unfortunately, is reaping some of those nasty results as a result.
All right. Thanks, Mike Madrid of the Lincoln Project, longtime Sacramento and California Republican operative. Thanks for being with us. And again, as we've said, the White House has dismissed this group as, you know, a bunch of losers, the president has called them. They're not taking them seriously, but they're obviously having an impact. And again, you can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m., also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.